don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I feel like I'm coming to a really sad realization that I might just be single forever.
That's what you wanted, kid. Now live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you.
All right, fellas, let's break down this ridiculous nonsense.
I don't think you guys are aware of how bad you're losing. Yeah? You're losing really, really bad. You understand? And when I say that you're losing the women who know their self-worth. You're losing the women who can help you become a better man. You're losing the women who can help you multiply what you've already accomplished. You're losing those women. And I mean, you're losing them at a very fast rate. I mean, you're losing them like rapidly. You understand what I'm trying to say? And you know who you're losing them to? White man.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Because you high right now.
That's just blatantly false. White men aren't dating y'all like that. It's all in the statistics. I just want to let y'all know, shutting the fuck up is an option as well. Just in case y'all didn't know. Black men with self-esteem aren't dating American black women anymore. Point blank, period.
How could you be so sure?
The only black men who are dating black women still in 2026 are the pathetic simp types or Pookies and Ray Rays who need a place to stay.
Y'all don't want me here? Y'all kick me out then.
I'm gonna say what my type is because I don't want this video to come back and bite me in the butt. But my type is a very, very rare sighting. I can confidently say that I've seen my type in person maybe 3 times.
Ma'am, you're not fine enough to have a type that rare. You just aren't. Women have access to slong from this rare specimen, but that's it. Like, they never had a chance. This woman never had a chance at this type. And I love it when they make it seem like it's going to be some rare type that you never heard of before. It's the same type every other woman is chasing.
I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I got.
Are you flexing or are you going to use that as the excuse why you stay single for the rest of your life? Because it's a pretty lame excuse. And the fellas over here ain't falling for it.
So if I'm honest, I'm probably not going to marry my type. And I know my God is a miracle working God, so this is why I don't want to say what my type is. Because imagine if I say what my type is and then I don't marry my type, and then my husband sees this video and he's like, oh, so what, like, you never even liked me. Obviously, I'm going to find my husband attractive. Even if he's not my type on paper, I'm going to find him attractive. For me to marry someone that's not my type on paper means that you've overridden my type on paper. Do you understand?
No, not really.
So let me do the dumb chickenese translation. Since you're not my type, you better have a lot of money. You better be spectacular in bed. You better be hella funny. So still, you better be a top 10% man. Maybe not a top 10% man in the ways that I usually go for, but still a top 10% man. She's cooked. It's over.
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
Enjoy your TikTok followers. That's the only company you're going to have for the rest of your life.
We've spent a lot of time trying to make things happen in our lives so that we can be happy when. I'll be happy when I meet my forever, my man, my man, my man. I'll be happy when I become a mom. I'll be happy when my business hits a certain amount of revenue. I am still not sure that that's even something that I want.
Because I be feeling like everybody lying. You lying.
And so because of that, I am very intentional about making sure that the life that I have now is the best that it can be. Because what if, just go with me here, what if this is as good as it gets?
Bingo.
Nobody on YouTube break down female nature and manipulation tactics like me, RB Sensei. So if you want to stay up on your game or you just want to be entertained, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like and comment, too, will help the channel grow. Let's get back into this ridiculous nonsense. They only start having these conversations once they realize it's already over, once they already been ran through, once they accepted the fact that their type doesn't like them back. That's when they start having these conversations. You know, I'm the man of my dreams, and I'm happy now. I ain't worried about later. These are the type of conversations they have when they're accepting defeat. I'm the love of my life. I'm the man I always dreamed of. And I'm embracing that now.
Now, I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, Kayla, that's a very pessimistic perspective, or, you know, you're being cynical. Blah, I don't want to hear it. Are we going to talk? Can we talk? Y'all know that's my Wendy Williams impersonation. Can we talk?
No.
No. I can never settle in life because I watch my mom get treated like a princess 24/7. I watch her get her every Saturday cake and champagne delivered to her bed. I watch her get her flowers every week. I watch her never have to cook. I watch her go on weekly date night.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
The chances of you getting the life your mother got, slim to none. And it sounds like your mother has the ability to stay with one man. See, a lot of these women have fumbled multiple millionaires because they just aren't relationship material, and they want their freedom too bad to sit down with one man, even if he is tall, handsome, and rich. Did your mom have a social media account that she made videos like this on? I highly doubt it. I'm sure there's a lot of major differences between you and your mom.
I feel sorry for your mother.
What you say about my mama?
I watch her never have to cook. I watch her go on weekly date nights. Why would I ever settle?
This is a queen, by the way, from hell, from the gates of hell.
By the time a woman on the internet talking about I ain't gonna settle, she's definitely gonna have to settle. Because the type of women who don't have to settle, they're not on the internet talking about it. They're too busy living their best life with the man that they wanted. Get it?
Sometimes you gotta remind these people that I know my worth and I won't settle for nothing less. I never played about me. You know why? Because God don't play about me.
Also, by the time a woman is on the internet talking about she know her worth, she definitely don't know her worth. And she's been dealing with the worst of us since a teenager. You know, because if this was true, you wouldn't have to come on the internet and tell everybody about it. Your results would show that you know your worth and you don't settle for less. But you got a resume full of gangbangers, drug dealers, scammers, and some mo-ish. And I don't know if they think videos like this are going to make men come correct, but it's really just going to make men avoid you at all cost.
I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I feel like I'm coming to a really sad realization that I might just be single forever. I've been single for 5 years, and I honestly don't know if I can see myself being in a relationship.
5 years, a half a decade. How much long do you think she fit in that half a decade?
God, you're sick.
You know what I say, man? The most beautiful women on the dating market are the most cursed. Because they align with Satan the most and the quickest. They align with the dark one at early ages, and it's all downhill from there. Another pretty face gone to waste. Sad, really. Now, see, these looks could have got her everything with the average man. An average man would have worked 3 jobs to buy her dream house and all that. She thought she was too good for him, so oh well. I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.